This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How often do our affairs in this dunya become difficult, become stressed? How often does hardship and suffering and pain descend upon us in this dunya, in this world? And people will go out and search for the things that can solve the problems in their life. They search for that which can remove the crises they have in this life. And you find that people will often strive with the means of the world, trying to solve their problems, alleviate their hardships, using the means of money, raising their voice, relying on the help of others, doing what they can in the context of this world to alleviate their suffering. And sometimes you find people who give up. They feel like there is no solution, that the problems that they face, whether it is a problem in their personal life, in their job, with their family, their personal grief, or whether the problem is larger, whether the problem is the state of the ummah, the suffering of this ummah under tyranny, we feel like the problem is impossible. And so, because it feels so impossibly shut off and closed to us, we give up. These two kinds of people, the one who utilizes the dunya and the one who gives up, and both of them have forgotten that they have a Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala above the seven heavens who calls himself Al-Fattah. So that they don't lose hope, and so that even as they work and they use and utilize the means of the dunya, they do so with a heart connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla in the Quran calls himself Al-Fattah, which literally means the one who opens. رَبَّنَا افْتَحْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ قَوْمِنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْفَاتِحِينَ. Our Lord, iftah, open between us and between our people in truth. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْفَاتِحِينَ, and you are the best of those who opens. قُلْ يَجْمَعُ بَيْنَنَا رَبُّنَا ثُمَّ يَفْتَحُ بَيْنَنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَهُوَ الْفَتَّاحُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah says, say, our Lord will bring us together, and He will يَفْتَحُ, He will open between us in truth. وَهُوَ الْفَتَّاحُ, and He is الْفَتَّاحُ الْعَلِيمُ, the most knowledgeable. What does it mean, al-fath, the opening that the Quran is referring to? What does it mean that Allah calls Himself al-fattah, linguistically and Islamically? And how do we connect to this meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this name of His? The scholars, they say al-fath, izalatu kulli shay'in mughlaq. That al-fath is the removal of things that are closed, or all things that are closed. You cannot say you open something except that it had been closed before. You can't say you open something that was already opened. By necessity, it must have been closed. And so when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is Al-Fattah, He's telling us that He is the one who, because of His will and His power, He opens, He conquers everything that was impossibly closed. So He is the one who lifts the hardship, removes the sadness, takes away the tests and the tragedies that people thought were impossible to be removed. He is the only one who can conquer it. He is the only one who can open it. If all the doors of the dunya are shut off, all of the doors of the dunya are closed, if people tell you there is no use, there is no way, who is the one who can open the doors that have been closed? Al-Fattah. The one who opens. The one who conquers. So when things become dark and difficult, you have to go to Allah and to pray to Him and to beseech Him as Al-Fattah. مَا يَفْتَحَ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا. Allah says beautifully in the Quran, whatsoever mercy Allah opens, يَفْتَح, He opens the mercy, فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا, there is no one who can prevent it. Once Allah decides to solve this problem, once He decides to open this thing that has been incredibly shut before it, no one can stop it. وَمَا يُمْسِكُ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهَا. And whatever Allah prevents and holds back, there is no one who can send forward. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. It's a beautiful verse. If Allah opens the doors of mercy and solves your problem, all of this world cannot close that door. So those of us who go through family problems, extremely difficult problems with one's wife, extremely difficult problems with one's husband, and you feel like there's no solution to the problem, you feel like it's just incredibly closed, you can't even speak to the other person, who is the one who can conquer the problem that no one else can conquer? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Fattah. Parents with children, and you feel like the door is closed to your child, that they will never listen to you, they'll never come back to you, they'll never talk to you ever again. Who is the one who can open the door that you think is impossibly closed? Al-Fattah. The person who is ill, and even the doctors might say to this person, there is no cure. Who is the one who can help the person when all the doors of the dunya are closed? Al-Fattah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we look to all the problems of the ummah, when we see what is happening in Gaza, when we see what is happening in Sudan, when we see the suffering of children, of women, of babies losing their limbs, when we feel like there is no solution to these problems, that every world power is standing together to see a genocide happen and close their eyes to it. We wish they closed their eyes to it. They see a genocide happen and they funnel weapons towards it. They see a genocide happen and they drop bombs to aid and support that genocide. And more than that, it's not just people who are not of us, who do not see us as human beings who are doing this, but our own countries, our own leaders who lead the Muslim world, participating in this, supporting this tacitly, who are saying our interests to stay in power and to profit is more important than to alleviate the suffering on the people of Gaza. When you look to the world today and you feel like every single door is closed, who is the one who can open it? This is why our hearts have to connect to Al-Fattah. You look at the Battle of Badr. There are only 300 Muslims facing over 1,000 of their enemies. Only 2 of the Muslims had horses, while 100 of Quraysh had horses. And the Prophet is making dua desperately. Desperately calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Desperately asking Allah for His support. Allahumma anjizni ma wa'adtani. He's saying, oh Allah, give me what you have promised me. And he's saying, oh Allah, if we are destroyed today, there will be no one left to worship you on earth. If the Prophet and the believers are killed, who is left? And he's making dua so intensely that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu comes to the Prophet and he says, hawwan alayka ya Rasulullah, take it easy, O Messenger of Allah. You're exhausting yourself in making dua. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals And the verse is actually directed to the kuffar of Quraysh. In tastaftahu. The kuffar of Quraysh are standing there on the battlefield and they're saying, "Oh Allah, give us victory. Oh Allah, show that we are the ones who are right." In tastaftahu. Allah says, if you are seeking the fatah, the victory, the opening, the decision to be made between you and the Muslims, in tastaftahu, faqad ja'akum al-fatih. Then indeed the victory has come. The opening has come. And what Allah means here is the opening has come for the believers against them. And here our Prophet ﷺ starts to say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Abshiru. He's saying, Allahu Akbar, have glad tidings. Here is Jibreel. He has come, holding the reins of his steed. And with him are 1,000 of the angels to fight with you. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solving a problem that it seemed impossible. The Prophet did not leave Medina intending to fight Quraysh on that day. It seemed like an impossible situation. The Prophet could not retreat. And here he has an army prepared to fight him. And there are only 300 barely with their weapons, not expecting to fight anyone. And Allah provides the solution when you think that there is no solution. Allah opens the doors that people think can never be opened. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that when I had a mas'ala, a question in Islam, and I didn't know what the answer was, it was too difficult. He said, I would go out to the deserts alone and make istighfar and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, فَوَاللَّهِ لَا أَرُجَعُ إِلَّا وَقَدْ فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ الْمَسْأَلَى. He said, by Allah, I would not come back except that Allah would give me fatih. He would give me the opening, the conquest, the answer to the question that I have been seeking. Another meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being al-fattah. I ask you a question. How often did you need to take a decision in life, in your business, with your family, and you didn't know, is this the correct decision or not? Am I choosing right or choosing wrong? Am I going to regret the decision that I'm making? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّهُ. With him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, are the keys, mafatih, the opening, the keys of al-ghayb, the unseen. لا يعلمها إلا هو. No one knows it except him. When you want to know, is this decision the right decision, who do you go to? You go to the one who has the keys of the unknown, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And al-fatih means the opening, literally. The conquest, the victory, but it can also mean the judgment. The opening between two who are arguing, judging and deciding between them. رَبَّنَا افْتَحْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ قَوْمِنَا بِالْحَقِّ. They say, our Lord, افْتَحْ, open between us and these people in truth, meaning judge between us, decide between us. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْفَاتِحِينَ. You are the best of those who decide. When you're being oppressed, when your rights are taken away, when people are accusing you of what you have not done, when they accuse you of being a thief or a liar or a terrorist, and everyone is against you, and there's nothing to prove that you're upon the truth, where do you go? Who grants you victory? Who decides and judges when the people of falsehood are judging you? And Allah gives you the example of Nuh alayhi salam. 950 years, he is calling his people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 950 years and they are calling him a liar. And they're calling him a criminal. And they're calling him a madman. And so he goes to Allah. رَبَّنَا افْتَحْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ قَوْمِنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْفَاتِحِينَ. Our Lord, decide, open between us and between our people in truth, and you are the best of those who decide. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him that decision. فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرٍ Allah says, we opened the doors of the skies with an unrelenting rain. وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا And we made the spring, the earth explode into springs of water. So that the waters met for an appointed time, created the flood. We see the example of our mother Aisha radiallahu anha. When the people spread an evil rumor about our mother. And this rumor spread throughout Medina. And when the people came to Aisha, and they said, what happened? They're asking her, is this evil rumor true? And she said, if I were to say it's true, you would believe me. And if I were to say it's false, you would disbelieve me. Meaning you are ready to believe the worst about me, and you would refuse to believe the best about me. And she said, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ I will have a beautiful patience. I reject everything that they're saying, and I have a beautiful patience. And then in there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed 20 verses in the Qur'an to defend the innocence of our mother Aisha radiallahu anha. We see the example of Yusuf alayhi salam, thrown into prison, falsely accused. And in the end, the one who is accusing him says, الآن حصحص الحق. Now the truth has come out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about an opening to those who felt there's no way out. Yusuf in prison feeling there's no way out. Aisha feeling everyone is against her, there's no way out. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them a way out. Allah opens and decides between them and between the people of falsehood. Ask yourself a question. How often have you been in a situation where you think there's no answer? You think there's no solution? You think that there is no way out. And Allah gives you a way out without you even asking Him. So how about if you ask Him? What would happen if you actually asked Him and made dua for Him, to Him? If He saves you in moments of your life when you didn't even ask for it, what would He do if you actually asked for it? And this name of Allah giving us al-fath, إِنَّ فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا Allah says, we have given you a manifest victory. And this came at the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, when the Prophet ﷺ and the Muslims are trying to go to Mecca, to go to the Kaaba, to do their tawaf, and they're stopped by the kuffar of Quraysh, and they prevent them from entering, even though this goes against the rules of Quraysh. It goes against what today we would call international law. But it was the tribal law of Quraysh never to prevent people from worshipping at the Kaaba. They came and they prevented the Prophet ﷺ and the believers. And the Prophet ﷺ ended up negotiating a deal with them called the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. And in this treaty they would not perform their tawaf and they would go back to Medina and they would come back the next year. And the believers, some of the Muslims, the Sahaba, felt like they lost. They felt like we conceded everything and the kuffar of Quraysh got everything out of this deal and we got nothing. And it reminds us that sometimes you think a door is being closed and it's actually being opened. Because what this did was it opened a period of peace where the Muslims could actually go and give da'wah and talk to the people about Islam and correct the misinformation and disinformation that Quraysh was spreading. And more people accepted Islam during this period of peace than before it. But in the moment, the Sahaba felt like we lost. And Allah tells them, "Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina." We gave you a manifest victory, a clear victory. Sometimes what we think is happening is a door being closed, you don't realize this is the process of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opening the door. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us His fatah, it will be above and beyond what you can imagine. إِنَّ فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا. Manifest opening. Manifest victory. Think of Hajar alayhi salam running between the mountains of As-Safa and Marwa. Her baby is crying of thirst. What is she thinking? What is she feeling? What's her emotion? What is she hoping for? When she's looking at the top of the mountains, what's she hoping for? Someone might be traveling. She might run to that person and say, please give me some water. And that person will say, well, I'm traveling in the middle of the desert. But since you're a woman and you have a baby, okay, here's a cup of water. She's hoping for a cup of water. What did Allah give her? From the feet of her baby, an unending spring of water, continuing until this day, with the best, most nourishing water in the world. This is the fatah that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You think of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he first receives the revelation in the cave, and you think of the narrowness of that cave, how small it is. And the Prophet in that cave thinking, no one is going to believe me that Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and recited upon me these verses. And one day, he conquers all of Mecca. إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا. We gave you a manifest victory. The Prophet goes from 300 in Badr, 1,000 in Uhud, 1,000 in Al-Ahzab, to 100,000 when he conquers Mecca. And he performs tawaf around the Kaaba with 100,000 of the Sahaba. And Allah reveals to him, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. When the victory of Allah, the help of Allah, and His fatah, His opening, His conquest, His victory has come to you. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. And you see the people entering into Islam in crowds. This is the manifest victory that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Al-Fattah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of giving us. فَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا لِي وَلَكُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. One of the greatest, or perhaps the greatest, form of victory, of fatah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give a servant is the victory of being able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The conquest of being able to worship Allah azza wa jalla and obey Him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدٍ خَيْرٍ عَسَّلَهُ. If Allah wants good for His servant, عَسَّلَهُ literally means He sweetens him. He sweetens him up. How does Allah sweeten up His servant? The companion said, Ya Rasulullah, وَمَا عَسَّلَهُ. What does it mean that Allah sweetens up His servant? He said, يَفْتَحُ اللَّهُ لَهُ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ ثُمَّ يَقْبِدُهُ عَلَيْهِ. He says, Allah opens for him, يَفْتَحُ, He conquers for me, opens for him the ability to do good deeds before his death. And then Allah takes his soul. It's like Allah prepares him for death by opening for him the door of good deeds, being able to do good deeds so that his soul, his spirit is nourished and sweetened by the amal salih, by the good deeds that the person does. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes their life in that state. And this is the greatest of the victories of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the key to attaining the other victories of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. Allah says, if the people of the towns only believed and had taqwa of Allah, if they did righteousness, لَفَتَحْنَا, we would have opened for them the blessings of all things. Allah would give them the blessings of this world. But they have to have and engage in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be the person who does this, who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just like we want Allah to open the doors for us of good, we have to be keys of opening the doors for other people. Another Muslim has trouble, has difficulty, has a need, we stand up, we help that person. We open a door for that person so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can open a door for us. وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَمْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدِ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. Allah is in the service and the help of His servant so long as His servant is in the help and the service of His brother.